Okay, so for our last shiur on the topic of Birchas Torah, right? How can you do the sugya Birchas Torah without the famous Gemara about Shalom Berchu, the Torah Tchila? It's probably the most famous part of Birchas Torah, right? You poll most people on the street and ask them their association with Birchas Torah, most people will probably say Shalom Berchu, the Torah Tchila. So again, what's the context of Prime? What's the context of that Gemara? What is it talking about? Exactly right. The Churban Beis Hamikdash and the Gemara, both in Ba Metzia Pehe and the Gemara Nedarim Pei Aleph, basically give as a reason that one of the reasons, at least, for Churban Beis Hamikdash is what? Shockingly, Shelo Berchu B'Torah Tchil. Right? The fact they did not recite Birchos HaTorah. So the obvious question, right, that bothers many is, what in the world is the connection between not reciting Birchas HaTorah and the Churban Beis HaMikdash? And how do you see the Bach? Because the Bach, I really think, formulates this question in a very stark way. Right? The Bach says at the beginning of his piece, he says, "V'ikka l'tzmoa tshuva." This is a huge kasha. Lama yatza kezos milafanov, right? Lahanisham ba'onish gadol v'ram kezeh. Al shlo bercho b'torah tchila. Why would Hashem give this huge onish to Klal Yisrael? Churban Abayis. You can't think of a bigger onish klali than that. Because of Shelo Bercha B'Torah Tchila, Shulach Ora Avera Kala, right? So, Bishlama, the Gemaras, which associate Churban Beis HaMikdash with the Gimel Averos Chamuros. Fine. Sinas Chinam, okay. You know, one step below the Gimel Averos Chamuros, but still, Shelo Bercha B'Torah Tchila. We mean, again, if they're not reciting Berchas HaTorah, what's the implication? What are they doing? They're learning, right? They're learning Torah. They just didn't recite Birchas HaTorah beforehand. Therefore, Shelo Bercha B'Torah Tchila, what in the world is going on here? So Rabbeinu Yonah, quoting the Ran and the Daran, gives a famous answer, but as we'll see, it raises as many questions as it answers. Anyone have a Nedarim? Right? So Yisrael David, right? This is Rabbeinu Yonah and Nedarim Pei Aleph. Rabbeinu Yonah is quoted by the Ran there. See towards the bottom, you'll pick up. Right, it says Ad Shapir. Right, skipping a little bit. Ad Shapir Shur Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzma Shu Yodea Imke Alev Shlahayim Bevarchem B'Torah Tchila. Right. So the Rabbeinu Yonah first says, right, how do we know that it wasn't that they didn't learn Torah? It's because otherwise the Chachamim and the Neviim would have known. They would have noticed. No one's learning Torah. The fact that it's about Birchas HaTorah, right, that could have slipped their watchful eye. Kolomar, you see it yet? Shlo Haisa HaTorah. 5 or 6 skinny lines up. Kolomer shlo haisa haTorah chashuva beineim kolkach she roy levarach aleha. Oh, that's the key line. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, what's the problem here? What does the lack of Birchas HaTorah reflect? That what? The fact that they didn't recite Birchas HaTorah shows that what? They weren't learning lishma. Betoch kach. Because they weren't learning Lishma, point one, therefore, they didn't recite Birchas HaTorah. So Rabbeinu Yonah tells us that the issue at hand is not simply the lack of Birchas HaTorah. The lack of Birchas HaTorah is a simon to the lack of Limud HaTorah Lishma. Fine. But this answer raises its own set of questions. Yeah. Okay, good. What's so bad about Torah Shelo Lishma? Okay, we'll get there. Excellent. So this answer of Rabbeinu Yonah raises three questions. Number one, what exactly is Limud Shelo Lishma? What exactly are we referring to here? And I guess you can add kivis to that, which is generally we don't look so negatively upon Limud Shelo Lishma. So number one, what is this Limud Shelo Lishma? What exactly is the chisaron of Limud Shelo Lishma? Number one. Number two, how does the lack of Birchas HaTorah, how is that a simon to Limud Shelo Lishma? What is the connection between the fact that they didn't recite Birchas HaTorah, that's a simon to the fact that Limud Shelo Lishma? How do we know? How do you connect the dots between A and B? Right, what is the connection between the lack of Birchas HaTorah and the fact that their limud was Shelo Lishma? And question number three, which is the biggest question, is what in the world is the relationship between all of this and the Churban HaBayis? Right? What's the connection between Limud Shelo Lishma and Churban Beis HaMikdash? So question number one is, what exactly is the chisaron of Limud Shelo Lishma? What exactly was the wrong kavana here? Number one. Number two, how is Birchas Torah a simon to Limud Shelo Lishma? Number three, granted, you somehow know that it's Limud Shelo Lishma, but why is Limud Shelo Lishma result in Churban HaBayis? What's going on here? So the Chasam Sofer that I had you see, and the Beis HaLevi, which is basically the same idea. The Beis HaLevi is in Shemos, Chav Dalad Zayin. So the Chasam Sofer in the Darim here, that I had you see, and the Beis HaLevi in Shemos, Perish HaLaTorah, Chav Dalad Zayin, both say the same idea. And they're going to answer two of the questions. The first question of what exactly is the Limud Shelo Lishma? What exactly did they get wrong? And they're going to connect this to how is this incorrect perspective on Limud HaTorah, how is that related to the lack of Birchas HaTorah? So in short, Pinchas, we'll read inside in a moment. But what, according to the Chasam Sofer and the Beis HaLevi, what did they get wrong? What was their Limud Shelo Lishma?
They didn't understand that it wasn't just for the mitzvah.
Exactly. Their Limud Shelo Lishma, says the Chasam Sofer, is that they thought the only value of Talmud Torah was as a hechatimsa, as a heksher, to use their language, as a heksher for, to know the halacha, for other mitzvahs. So they viewed Talmud Torah merely as a heksher, as a hechatimsa, as a means to know what the halacha is, so you can do other mitzvahs. So again, Yisrael David, now, what does Birchas HaTorah have to do with that? Why is the lack of Birchas HaTorah a reflection that they thought it was just a hechatimsa?
Chasam Chazer has like a technical point that they thought that you only make a bracha on the last part of the mitzvah, so the Torah is only to get you to the next stage, so it doesn't need a bracha.
Exactly. So says the Chasam Sofer from the beautiful, you know, and the Beis HaLevi, is Yisod in Hilchos Birchas HaMitzvos. Right? Birchas HaMitzvos are not, because you only make a bracha on the Gemara HaMitzvah. It's a Gemara in Menachos. Mendes. You only make a Birchas HaMitzvah on a Gemara Mitzvah. You don't make it on a, what's the opposite of a Gemara Mitzvah? A Hechsher Mitzvah. Something which is merely a Hechsher, merely which is something just a Hachana, just to facilitate the Gemara Mitzvah. So Chasam Sofer and the Beis HaLevi put it all together. Once, that's why one leads to the next. The fact that they didn't recite the Birchas HaTorah reflects that they thought the only value of Talmud Torah was as a heksher for other mitzvahs. Once they viewed it as merely as a heksher for other mitzvahs, so therefore it doesn't deserve a Birchas HaTorah. So again, the Chasam Sofer and the Beis HaLevi answer the first two questions. Question number one was, what exactly is the chisaron of Limud Shelo Lishma? Answer is, they thought it was just a means to know the halacha, number one. And then the answer, so what's the connection between Birchas HaTorah and Limud Shelo Lishma? According to this Yisod, because you don't make brachos on a chsheri mitzvah, and since they view Talmud Torah as merely as a hechsher mitzvah, the Mela, they didn't think that Birchas HaTorah was shayach. Yeah, that's right.
Where do we know that, let's say,
that's their assumption. Their assumption is that Talmud Torah, again, which Talmud Torah is much more than just knowing the halacha. Right? The fact that we, you know, that there's so many Ma'ari Chasal, Talmud Torah connected Kulam, that there's such a value in Talmud Torah, it's, right, and this is one of the sources, right, it emerges that Talmud Torah is not just a hechatimsa, it's not just a means to know the halacha, but it's much more than that. And we'll explain what the much more is.
That lower Madriga Talmud Torah is so much so that
So we didn't get there yet. The third question of, okay, so what's the connection? Okay, so I had the wrong perspective on Birchas HaTorah, on Talmud Torah. Why does that lead to the Churban? We haven't gotten there yet. But there's one other Arup, is that what comes out of the Chasam Sofer from the Beis HaLevi, is that big picture in Birchas HaTorah, what type of bracha do they think Birchas HaTorah is? Birchas HaMitzvah. Right? That other Nekuda that comes out, that they're clearly assuming, they're saying, oh, plug in the rules of Birchas HaMitzvahs. Oh, you only say a Birchas HaMitzvah on a Gemar Mitzvah, not on a Hechsher Mitzvah. So, right, if they're obviously applying the rules of, you know, Birchas HaMitzvahs to Birchas HaTorah, they obviously are assuming that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah. But I'm going to give you in a moment. But again, oh, that's awesome. Baruch Shkivanti. Awesome. But the question that's still remaining is, okay, so they have this misperception, they have this misunderstanding, a mistaken notion that Birchas HaTorah is only a hechatimsa for halacha. But why does that lead to the Churban Beis HaMikdash? So I like to suggest that an alternative is more just a further explanation of the Chassam Sofer's idea. What the Chassam Sofer and the Beis Levi don't do is they explain what Talmud Torah is not. They don't really focus on what Talmud Torah is. Right? They say it's not just a Hechatimsa. It's rather an independent value. There's an intrinsic value in learning Torah. Okay, but what is that value? What? So along the lines of the Bach, yeah. So we're going to suggest the Bach is very Kabbalistic. We're going to do the more rationalistic, version of the Bach. So, right? So the more rational version of the Bach, right? Pinchas, how would you describe the more rational version of the Bach? What's Talmud Torah all about? It's about? Okay, yeah. It's about developing a kesher with Hashem. It's all about, so again, well, the Bach is Kabbalistic. You're neshama connected to the Kedusha, right? So the rational version, I don't really understand that so much. That's not my field. But the rational version of the Bach is that the independent intrinsic value of Talmud Torah is that it's our way to connect to Hashem. Right? You develop a relationship with a person, lahavdil, by getting to know them better. How do we develop a relationship with Hashem? By getting to know Hashem better through His Torah. So therefore, the intrinsic value is not just that, oh, the Torah allows us to know halach l'maisa, what to do. No! There's an intrinsic value of through the Torah we get closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Oh. Once you say that the intrinsic value of Talmud Torah is about developing a relationship with Hashem, and we'll develop in a moment, that Birchas HaTorah, as we'll suggest, is all about highlighting that Talmud Torah is about this relationship with Hashem. Therefore, when they didn't recite Birchas HaTorah, that reflected that they missed the boat. They weren't interested in that kesher with Hashem. So once you understand that Birchas HaTorah is all about highlighting, no, Talmud Torah is not just a Hechatimsa, it has an intrinsic value of developing a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then, the fact that they didn't recite Birchas HaTorah reflects that they didn't care enough about their relationship with Hashem. Once you say this, how does that connect to the Churban HaBayis? What's the Batei Mikdash all about? It's about Ashras HaShechina to allow for us to connect to Hashem. So once Shelo Berachah B'Torah Tchila is a simen to Lima Shelo L'Shma. What's Lima Shelo L'Shma according to the Malach? Is that they didn't value Talmud Torah as a way to connect to Hashem. So once they didn't care about the kesher with Hashem, Memela Churban Beis HaMikdash. Because the whole point of the Mishkan and the Batei Mikdash is to give us that ability, right, to develop a close relationship with Hashem. Once they clearly didn't value that kesher of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Memela, they didn't deserve the Batei Mikdash. And I think that's how you can take the Chassam Sofer idea just one step further to connect it to the third and ultimate question of how does this all relate to the base, to the Churban Beis HaMikdash? And in short, because they didn't value the kesher with Hashem, which really is what Talmud Torah is all about, and the lack of Birchas Torah is a reflection of that, as we'll see soon. Therefore, in Mela, they didn't deserve the Beit HaMikdash, which ultimately is all about developing relationship with Hashem. Yeah.
Can I explain again how the Chassam Sofer explains how not saying the bracha is connected to a simon that they only care about the halachot?
Oh, because the way the Chassam Sofer says is that since Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah, the rules of Birchas HaMitzvahs is that you only recite Birchas HaMitzvah on a Gemar Mitzvah, a mitzvah which is the end of the process. Something which is a hechsher mitzvah, an action which is just facilitating a later mitzvah, doesn't deserve a bracha. So Chassam Sofer says, they view Talmud Torah merely as a hechsher. They said, oh, it's merely a hechsher to know. If they went through our will like they only they said, oh, there's no value in this year. There's only a value to know how to put on tefillin. So they said, what's the point of reciting a bracha on this? It's just a hechsher for the later mitzvah of tefillin. We'll make a bracha on the tefillin, but we're not going to make a bracha on the Levana Torah.
It's not like the rug that said that.
Again, so when we say that Almanaz Lassos is a value, as I keep on saying, is that it has to be that you're not just doing it, for intellectual stimulation, but if it comes up, of course you're going to carry it out. But it doesn't mean that's the only value. Right? They took Lumot Almanaz Lassos and they perverted that to mean that's the only value. It's only there's no value to Lumot other than the Almanaz Lassos. That's not what Lumot Almanaz Lassos means, according to Rabbeinu Yonah. as explicated by the Chasam Sofer Beis Levi. Of course, Lomod has to be Almanas Lasos. The alternative to that is that you think, I'm just learning it intellectually, but I'm not going to put it into practice. Of course, you have to put it into practice, but that doesn't mean that's the only exclusive value. Yeah.
The Chasam Sofer makes it sound like it's like a very specific reason. Like they were carrying out all the dinim to the best of their knowledge and the best of their ability, and they were studying Torah to be able to do that properly. And they thought really this was the din that you shouldn't say Birchas HaTorah because it's not a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, it's only a hechsher mitzvah for all the other mitzvos. It makes it sound like they were doing everything perfectly except that one thing.
Correct. So obviously, so what we're saying is that within the Chasam Sofer and the Beis HaLevi, you have to add, there must be something really wrong with that perspective. Right? It must be that misconception of Talmud Torah is something which is really wrong, such that it could lead to the Chorban. So which is explaining what's really wrong is because they missed the whole boat and / didn't care for the relationship element of things. But you're right, because I'm so for that they don't talk about the connection to the Chorban. And if you don't add that, you're right. It's like, okay, so okay, they confuse the Hechsher Mitzvah with the Maisa Mitzvah, or the opposite, right? The Chorban Maisa Mikdash for that. But if you see that, no, it's that they don't care about the relationship, then we can understand it better. Oh. So just to finish this up, but it's pointing out, just what developed, you know, some rayos to this notion that Birchas HaTorah is all about highlighting that Talmud Torah is all about relationship with Hashem. So I do that by going through the different mahalchim about what the nature of Birchas HaTorah is, and then going through the actual Nusach of the Bracha, where I think is going to highlight this as well. So just in terms of the nature of Birchas HaTorah, we have three different possibilities, right? What are some of the possibilities of what type of mitzvah, what type of bracha it is? Shevach, mitzvah, or net. Let's say Birchas HaShevach. So Birchas HaShevach, we'll get back to more details, right? Where you're praising Hashem, Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Ha'amim. Right? What is that saying? Thank you for choosing us to have that relationship with you. So Birchas HaShevach, right, according to that approach, it's all about Mishabeach Hashem, thanking Him for choosing us to have that relationship. So within Birchas HaShevach, clearly it's all about relationship. Birchas HaMitzvah. How is Birchas HaMitzvah connected to relationship? Remember, we had one perspective, at least, in Birchas HaMitzvah. Remember the Diyuk of the Rambam? Is that it's a matir. What does that mean? It's not a matir for the Hana, because Mitzvah love the Hana is in it. What is it a matir of? What is it about?
To do, like you're asking God to...
To be able to develop a relationship with Him through this mitzvah. So even if Birchas HaMitzvah is... Sorry, if Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah, you need that matir to say, because when I'm about to engage in Talmud Torah, that is my opportunity to develop a relationship with you, and I need to ask permission before I do that. So Birchas HaShavach is focused on relationship, directly being Meshabeach Hashem for choosing us for that relationship. Birchas HaMitzvah, at least according to one perspective, is that I need a matir for me to engage in that relationship. And Birchas HaNenet, right, according to the Eklei Tal and the Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar, that Hana is an essential part of the mitzvah. We didn't really get back to that. What is that idea? Why is the Hana from Talmud Torah an essential part of the mitzvah? I think you can explain it in terms of relationships, right? We said, you develop a relationship when you get to know them, when you spend time with them. But what's going to take that relationship building to the next level? When you enjoy the process. And enjoying the process of learning, that builds the relationship all the more so. Meaning, well, by the contrast, if Talmud Torah was just like the Chasam Sofer says, right, their toes, that you just thought it was to know the halachos, so then, right, would it matter that you enjoyed it or not? If it's just a hechatim to know what the halacha is, who cares whether you're enjoying it? But we see that the Hana is an essential part of the mitzvah, because if the mitzvah is all about building that relationship, so then when you enjoy the time that you're spending together, if you enjoy the process of getting to know the other person, that just contributes to the relationship all the more so. So whether it's Shevach mitzvah or Birchas HaNenen, all these brachos, all these different versions of Birchas HaTorah is all about the relationship. And now I'll just conclude by just focusing on the nisah, right? Whenever you do a sugya that relates to a certain bracha or a certain tefillah, again, it would always be nice to be able to go back to the nusach ha-bracha, the nusach ha-tefillah, and see some of the themes coming out. So let's just run through some of the highlights of the Birchas HaTorah, if I visit her, right, and show how this is all highlighting this idea that Birchas HaTorah is all about highlighting that it's about our, that Talmud Torah is about our kesher with Hashem. Yeah.
I mean, is it
I heard a slightly different explanation about, it's not really just like how the Torah in general, the way of connecting to Hashem is that, which I don't know if you have to say Berachos Hananen for this, maybe it's a different explanation, but it's that, right, when developing a relationship with somebody, in a way, sharing common ideas with them in a way, right?
Mm-hmm.
You like share interests and things like that. So in order to develop a relationship with Hashem, you can't, Hashem doesn't have any thoughts or feelings anyway, so you can't even say it. But the one thing you could understand is his Bar Hashem.
100%. That's exactly what I'm saying. 100%. That's exactly what I'm trying to say. Excellent. Good. So now let's go through some of the phrases and the nusach of Birchas HaTorah, which I think I can highlight this whole yisod that we're developing, that Birchas HaTorah is all about highlighting, that Talmud Torah is about developing a relationship with Hashem. Right off the bat. The Lashon is Vitzivano La'asok B'divrei Torah. Isek HaTorah. So the Rav had his own development of what Isek HaTorah is. But Pashtus, Isek, is referring to the effort you put in. It's not just learning, it's the effort you put into it. Right? What is effort? Why are we focusing on the effort in Talmud Torah? Exactly. If, again, Talmud Torah is all about knowing the halachos, then who cares how much effort you put in? End of the day, one person's smarter and he can attain that knowledge faster, then he got the goal. He knows the halachos. But if it's all about the relationship, so the more effort you put in, the more you show that you care about developing the relationship, that is going to highlight the yisod all the more so. So therefore, perfect, right, nusach of lasak b'divrei Torah, highlighting again the isek, the effort we're putting in, which is relevant specifically if you focus on relationship. Next, harevna, which we just said, which is all about the hana, similar to what we were saying before, enjoyment, this is the Berachos Hananen part, right? Why do we focus on the enjoyment? Who cares? If it's all about knowing the information, who cares whether you enjoy the process? But again, if it's all about, Limud HaTorah is all about a way of developing a relationship, so then enjoying the process, right, contributes to the relationship all the more so. Fine. Fast forward. Kulanu yode'ei shemecha. What's the connotation of yode'ei shemecha? What does that even think is a reference to? Kishem Hashem Ekra. It's all about, right? And friend, what do you tell us? What's the significance of Torah being comprised of Shmos of Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu? What does a shame normally do? Describes the essence. If we want to develop a relationship with Hashem, we have to know it, to understand His essence better. How do we do that? Being Yodei Shemecha, right? Delving the depths of the Shmos of Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, the shame Hashem. So again, this idea of Kulanu Yodei Shemecha, presumably a reference to Shmos of Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, and this focus of trying to develop relationship with Hashem by getting to know Him, right, His name, better through the Torah. Fine. V'lamdei sosecha lishma, again, it references Rabbeinu Yonah, right? This idea that the value of Talmud Torah is all about lishma. And according to Chassam Sofer, and we're developing, the lack of lishma is when it's only a hechatim to know the halacha. But what's the positive value of lishma? To develop relationship with Hashem. Good. Next, and now the Chasimah Sabracha, which would be a good segue to the next one. Baruchat Hashem, Hamilamed Torah Le'amo Yisrael. That Hashem is the teacher. At first glance, if it's all about Limud HaTorah, who should the focus be on? On us, the learners. But yet we're focusing on Hashem being the Milamed. So again, if Talmud Torah is all about, right, us knowing how to do the mitzvahs, then where does Hashem play a role in that? But if it's all about what? A relationship. So then there are always two sides to the relationship. If we're the Lomdei Torah, you need Hashem to be the Milame Torah for it, right? Takes two to tango, right? Famous phrase, right? That's the idea. Talmud Torah is all about a kesher relationship with Hashem. Of course we want to focus on Hashem's role on the being Milame, because our job as the Lomdim is all about connecting as the Lomdim to the Milame. And lastly, as we referenced before, the second bracha, Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Amin, V'nasan Lanu Es Torah So. It's all about you chose us. It's all about thank you for choosing us to be the subjects of that relationship. So thank you, Hashem, for giving us the Torah, which is basically saying thank you for entrusting us to have the Torah and to use it to develop a relationship with Hashem. Adkan, the sugya of Birchas HaTorah, which we're just concluding by saying that Birchas HaTorah really is all about showing that Talmud Torah at its essence is all about this intrinsic value of developing a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Good. Now let's get to the next sugya on Yud Beis Amud Aleph about Taos Bibracha. Okay, completely different sugya. Let's start with the Gemara. Okay? So obviously it's going to come clear from the Gemara that there's some type of mistake going on, right? The mistake because you thought the food that was in your hand was one food, ends up being it's a different food, and you make some type of mistake, and the question is, what exactly is the koveh of the bracha? So let's see it, right? Yeah. So you beis amar aleph, starting with pshita. Okay, so in this case, where you originally think, right, you actually have wine in your hands, but you think it's shechar. So you're intending, right, you're about to make a shahakal on it. So again, we said that's not such a bad mistake, because even if you were to completely say a shahakal, bid the evet, you're yotze. So that's not really the subject of our question. What's the question? Right, so here the kasha is where you thought to be saying a bore priya gafen, which is not going to work on the sheikhar, even b'di'evid. So the question is, what's the din? Here, key line. Okay, good. So you already took a stand on the machokas, but to keep it vague for the moment, the Gemara is asking, right? Right. So the Gemara basically said, you started off incorrectly, I'm leaving it vague for now, right? It's clear from the Gemara without any Rishonim, that you started off incorrectly, because at first you didn't realize what you were holding, and then you ended correctly. So the question the Gemara is asking, what is Koveya, that the beginning, what we're calling the Iker, or is the Koveya the ending, the Chasima? So again, if you know from the Gemara is that there's a mistake, you started off incorrectly, you finished correctly, and the question is, which one's the ikar of the bracha? That beginning, if in which case you made a mistake, it's going to be ma'akev, or no, as long as the end the koveya, and therefore as long as the end was good, you're going to be good to go. But the core of this sugya, and the machokas we show in this sugya, is what exactly is the talus? What exactly is the mistake at hand? Which directly relates to what exactly is the gedder of ikar habracha versus chasima, right? We know that the mistake at hand has to do with the ikar, and we know that he was correct by the time he got to the chasima. Question is, what exactly is the ikar referring to, and what exactly is the chasima referring to? So overall, they're going to be big picture. They're going to be two general mahalchim in the sugya about what exactly is the talus, what exactly is the gedder of ikar. The first mahalach, started by Rashi, is that what type of mistake is it, and what realm is the mistake? In the realm of kavana. Mahalach number one is that the toes at hand has only to do with kavana, nothing to do with nusach. According to this first mahalach, every word that you said was fine. The only toes was in the realm of kavana, and with fizet, right, the gender of ikert is the kavana during the beginning of the bracha. We'll get to the details. The second mahalach, which we'll get to, you know, in future shiurim, is that no, the toast has to do with a mistaken nusach, right? You initially, right, your initial chasima of the bracha was incorrect, and then you corrected your chasima. According to that second mahalach, right, the toast has to do with what you said, the words that came out of your mouth, and the ikar is the first version of the chasima, and the chasima, if you will, quote unquote, is the second chasima that you did. And we'll get back to those details in a moment. It's important to know, right, what the two mahalachim are. So let's start with the Rishonim, who adopt mahalach number one, that the toes at hand relates to machshava, incorrect kavana, as we'll see during the shame umalchus. Fine. So let's start off with Rashi. Ephraim. So we're going to see the first three Rashis. Rashi clearly understands that the issue at hand is kavana, kavana, kavana. Go for it. Pasach b'tishaka. Right off the bat, right? What does pasach b'tishaka mean? That when you started the bracha, you had in mind to finish shahako. Yeah, amanas. You had in mind, right? When you were saying the baruch, the shame of malchus, you had in mind that you're going to finish shahako, but Kevan. Oh, but once you, the way I'm understanding it. But once you said Melech HaOlam, it hit you. Oh my gosh, this is wine. So you finish Borei Pri HaGafen. So you said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Borei Pri HaGafen. So from the Nusach HaBracha, nothing was wrong, right? But what was wrong was that your kavana during the Shem U'Malchus was incorrect, was on the Shahakal. So Gemara, so Rashi continues, Pshitzalan in this case. Right, he says, who cares? Even if the Shem, the kavana during Shem U'Malchus is Koveya, it's fine, B'diavid, because, okay, consider it to be a Shahakal. It would still be fine. Ella. Again, Rashi Lashi tells us all about daita, right? Pasach a daita the chamra. In this case, you said the shem malchus with kavana that you were going to finish it with borei pri HaGafen. Right, when you got to Melech HaOlam, like you know, once you got there, you're like, oh shoot, it's water. Therefore, you changed course and you were messiah with shahakol mao. Again, one more Rashi, which is going to again highlight that the issue at hand is all about the dots during the Shem HaMachos. Exactly. How is he? He's magdir that the Iker Bracha means it's the das, it's the kavana, it's the machshava during the Shem HaMachos. Anyway, this is very important. Alatzad that the Iker is koveya. So then the kavana during Shem HaMachos is koveya to the extent that we view the bracha. That whatever kavana you is bichadish, whatever kavana you had during Shem HaMalchus, it's as if you finished with that kavana. Therefore, in this case, therefore, if we viewed it as if you said a Borei Pri HaGafen, because that's what you had in mind, that's not going to work. Shena Shecher Mina Gefen. So Rashi, in the first three Rashis, when he's explaining the Shaila of the Gemara, clearly understands that the issue is kavana during Shem HaMalchus. Now let's go back to the Gemara's Raya, and we'll see how Rashi explains the Raya of the Gemara, again, very much Lishitasa, that it's all about the Kavana during the Shem HaMachos. See the Tashma? Friend?
Tashma Shakras Pazak B'yachar, the sign of the Mara of our Rabbim, the Shakras
L'yatza. Oh, fine, let's take this one, it's a little confusing, right? So during Shakras, you started off correctly, but you, the Messiah, whatever that means, incorrectly, L'yatza. So far, the chasima is the koveya. And since it's chakras and you had the wrong chasima, lo yatsa, but... Yeah, but if in the case of chakras, you were messiahim correctly, you're good to go. And then flip by arvis. Again, if you got the beginning right, but the end wrong, lo yatsa. But if you got the end right, then yatsa. And then the brisa summarizes. Oh, so perfect Raya, says the Gemara, that we follow the Chasima over the Iker. So let's see how Rashi Lishitaso is going to explain this Raya. Starting with Dir Masla Pasach B'yotzer Or.
Pasach B'yotzer Or, Kolom is not to say Adaita, Kolim B'yotzer
Or. So Rashi Lishitaso interprets this case. So what does that mean, a Pasach B'yotzer Or? That means when you were saying, Baruch Hashem, Kenim Al Cholam, you had in mind Yotzer Or, and then you finished it correctly. Or it depends on what the case is, yeah. Next one. Right, once when you said the Malchus, you realized, and then you corrected afterwards. Right, fine. So Rashi Lishitaso, throughout the Sigya, understands that Iker is all about Kavana during Shem of Malchus, and the Chasima is the actual Chasima. So again, Rashi, right, not only, obviously Lishitaso, not only interprets the Savik by Pasuk with the Chakra and, you know, see him be the chamra. Also, the raya from the Birchos Kriya Shema of Yotzer Or and Mariv. So Rashi very much Lashitasa. Good. But the Rush points out, right, why is the Rush fine with Rashi's parish of the Shaila, but not his parish of the raya? There's a little bit of a girsa issue. Right? What does the Rush point out? What does Rashi have in his gear so that the Rif, the other Mahalak, does not? There's one word. Adaita. Right? Outward, we're used to it because it's in our Gemara. But not all Gersels have the word Adaita. Right? So if you go back to the Lashon of the Gemara, Pshita Hecha de Karnaka, Kasa de Chamra Biyadeh, Ksava de Shikra, Pasach Umavarach, Adaita de Shikra. the Rosh points out that that is the girsa of Rashi, right? That it's all about the das. It's all about your machshava during the shame umalchus. And then this the other way as well. But says the Rosh, the problem is, in this brisa, there's no such girsa. Right? Let's go back to, if I'm just read the brisa again. Right? What's just the first example? Chakras. Says the Rosh. Rashi's pshat doesn't work in there. So Rashi himself sticks it in. But if you just look at the lashon itself, it's a little more difficult because there's no lashon of a daita. It just says, you started biyotzer or, misim b'marav aravim. Sounds like both the maschilin and the sim has to do with the nusach ha-bracha. So the Rosh says, yeah, while I can accept Shitas Rashi, his understanding of the question in isolation, right, because of his girsa, but that girsa doesn't really work so well because it doesn't continue onto the raya, and the raya is clearly a change in nusach ha-bracha. So that's going to lead the Rosh, right, to develop the other mahalach of the Rif, but it's important to note that despite Rashi only having the lashon of adaita in the in the Gemara's question, not in the, but the Brisa doesn't have it. Obviously, Rashi l'shitaso sticks it in, and he understands when the Brisa says pasach for Rashi, i.e. bidaita. Okay, that's just an important hara. So the first raya up to this first ma'alach is shitas Rashi, and the Rosh just points out that it's predicated on a certain girsa that Rashi has. Who is the next Rishon who seems to agree with Rashi? Tosfos, excellent. And there are a number of diukim in Tosfos which highlight that Tosfos agrees with Rashi. Let's start with first, dear Maskel, Pasach. Zach, do you have it? Small little Tosfos, you can just gloss over it, but it's an important diuk to be made.
Pasach, the Amar, wait, Pasach?
Yeah.
Pasach, the Amar, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, V'ya Sover Sh'aya Yayin, V'heven Sh'aya Shechar.
Oh,
and then you realize.
Is that right off the bat? What is Tosos characterizing the issue at hand?
As a das.
Exactly. So right off the bat, in Dibur Maskel Pasach, Tosos explains that what's the issue at hand? The issue at hand is via Savor Shayayayin. Right? The whole issue is your Kavana. And for Acher Sheheven Shayay Shecher, Siem Shahakol. Right? So again, Tosos, as we'll see, Lashitaso, right, agrees with Rashi's Mahalach Nesugya, that the toes at hand is all about kavana, it's all about machshav. We're going to see Tosos, now the next Dior Masu Lola Suya Nama, is going to be Lishitaso in a number of comments that he makes. We'll get back to the beginning later. Just go to Meir. Do you see Verihai Omer, Luchumra? So after the Rif says, oh, Suffolk, we could be right again. Tosos at the beginning is saying, end of the day, the Gemara doesn't have a maskana. It leaves it as a Ibai Yolo Efshet. So the question is, okay, now, halacha, we have a suffix, so what happens? So the first day of the Rif is, we can make a suffix to Rabbanon, lahaka. Comes along the Re. Right, so the Re, as we see, that's a famous Rebbe Kiyo Ege, we'll get back to, says, no, because we're dealing with an Isser, right, Isser Hana, or Lehanos Min Alam Azeb Lo Bracha, so you have to be Machmer. Fine, we'll get back to that. Now comes along the Rach. Umiyu. Sumiu Aya Omer. So the first comment of the Rach is, and we'll see, the next comments will be even clearer, that if you make a mistake in Nusach, of course you can be Choser Toch Kedei Dibor. So let's see one more line. We're going to repeat this in another case. There's a key line. Achare says the Rach, right? As long as your kavana was correct during Shema Malchus, if you just make a mistake in the nusach of your chasima and your chozer toch kedei dibur, of course that's fine. This is only an of course. Right, if you don't think that this is gufa, the shaila and the gemara, we're going to see other rishonim like the Rif are going to say this is not of course. How gufa the shaila and the gemara is whether you can be chozer on a chasima toch kedei dibur. So tov atosos l'shitasa, who think that no, the subject of the gemara is not a tos in the nusach of the chasima, It's a tolls in your machshava. So that Tosel Shetoso can say, yeah, the Shiloh of the Gemara was a better Tos in Machshava. But when it comes to the Tos in Nusach, of course you could be Choser Toch Dibor. So again, the fact that Tosos, the Rach, embracing, right, being embraced by Tosos, says that, of course the Tos in Nusach, you could be Choser Toch Dibor. Again, it's very much Lashitoso that that's not good for the Shiloh of the Gemara. If that was good for the Shiloh of the Gemara, obviously that wouldn't be a Pasha thing. But Tos L'Shitoso thinks that, no, the Shiloh of the Gemara is about a Tos in Machshava. L'Shitoso says a Tos in the Nusach of the Chasima is not going to be a Shiloh at all. Good. Yeah, fine.
What do we mean, that last time that we read, we said,
meaning the entire time, we're trying to say,
meaning, like,
Kivan, right? You know, since the person, meaning, is davening on Yontif. He knows it's Yontif, right? His in-laws are over. They don't come over on Shabbos. They don't come, of course, it's Yontif, right? So it's Yontif, and he just makes a mistake. He spaces out and says Mekadesh Shabbos. But he's saying, because during his kavana during the Shema Machos was correct, it was Yontif. It was just a Tos and Nusach. Of course, you could be Choser on a Tos and Nusach. So again, he doesn't spell that out in the first case, but meet the Seifa Nishma L'Reisha, that presumably in the Tos by the Bor Priya Eitz. And the definitely it's the same thing, that as long as, right, your kavana, your machshava during the Shema Machos is fine, no problem at all. Okay? And we're going to see, we'll come back to the end of Tosas, the Tosas Kasha is also very much, right, Lishitasa. We'll get back to that. So again, so far we have Rashi, we have Tosos, which other prominent Rishon belongs in this Mahalach? That the issue in the Gemara is all about your machshava during Shema Malchus. We'll get to that before Rabbi Yonah. Not the Ravid. That's a hint. The Rambam, right? Very important. Again, the Rambam has a little bit of a twist, but the Rambam, right? What do you say?
Just according to the Ravid.
The Ravid is going to argue on the Rambam.
You know what?
Slow. Let's read. Right. Hilchos Brachos, Perek Ches, Halach Yidalf. Right? You have it, David? Right? So the Rambam in Perek Ches, Halach Yidalf clearly thinks that the Sugya is all about Kavana during Shema Malchus. He just has a twist because assuming the Maskana of the Gemara, and he also flips the case. But the Yisod in the Rambam is that the issue at hand is all about Kavana during Shema Malchus. David? What? Ches Yudav. So Hilchos Brachos. We'll get back to the Hilchos Kriyat Shema later. But the Rambam in Brachos, Ches Yudav, clearly is focused on, like Rashi and Tosas, it's all about Kavana during the Shem Umachos. Take it away, David.
Yeah, why not Kos Shel Sheikh Arbiado, his Phil Habracha Almanaz Omar Shackle?
Oh, right, so right off the bat, it's Almanaz, right? So what's the case?
Yeah.
You take your beer, right, and you start with in mind to do what? Right, so here, it's flipped. Here in the Rambam's case, you start off correctly. Continue. It's fine. So again, as we'll see, the Rambam is about to justify. But again, here, you had the right kavana during Shema Malchus. Your chasima was betos in Machzirin also.
Okay.
If you're bothered by the lashon in Machzirin also, we'll get back to it. Meaning vegetables.
Sorry? Oh, yeah, fine.
Again, you started off Kavana during Shema Malchus with the correct bracha.
Yeah.
And then, again, it works.
Yeah.
Third case. So again, this is a slight change. In Nusach, the other cases were in Machzir Noso. Here is Yatza. We'll get back to that. It's a big chuvah of the Rambam. We'll get all back to the details. But for now, just big picture. What's his justification? Shame Iker Abracha. Again, he's right. He's using what's his lashon of Iker Abracha? That's the lashon of the Gemara,
yeah.
Right? Because right, you had the correct machshava during the Shema Malchus, which is the Iker Abracha. Right, at that point, you had in mind the right bracha. Right? As long, right? Very big question, get back to this Rambam. He says, right, that the kavana during Shem Malchus is the ikker, right, literally, right? And therefore, as long as you have, it's a huge chiddush, right? You said the wrong bracha, right? If someone can't read your mind, right? If someone's next to you, you made a boy priyaitz on a cucumber. If someone's next to you, like, lo yatza. No, it's all fine. Look at the Rambam. I had the right kavana, right? Huge chiddush. Clearly emerges from the Rambam that the issue at hand in this sugya is kavana during Shema Malchus, and obviously the Rambam will get back to this, paskins that the ikker is koveya, right? And once he paskins the ikker is koveya, the next step, he says, is that alone is the koveya. And we'll get back to that. Yeah, fine.
I didn't see the Rambam said, but would it go as far to say that, let's say you make a berachos, like switch it completely, like the berachos mitzvah or something?
That's interesting. I'm not sure. That's interesting. And does it have to at least be within the realm of Nanin? Or does he say, no, as long as you're really kavana during Shem Machos is the full Kobe, and it doesn't matter what you say at the end. That I'm not sure about. That we have to look into.
Or should you not say anything? Or you say Baruch Hashem
Lefem Alcha? Then you just stop. That's a good question. It's like a parallel to what we're going to see soon. Is wrong worse than nothing? You see it in the realm of Mitzvahs Ketuchos Kavana? The parallel Chilak? I'm not sure. But again, I want to point out, does everyone learn the Rambam like this?
Like what?
That the issue is kavana during Shema Malchus.
Oh, well, some people say it.
Very important. Maybe not everyone got that. Rabbeinu Yona quotes the Rambam like the Rif.
Yeah.
Unclear where he's coming from. I don't know if it, some people change the gear. Rabbeinu Yona says, look, the Rambam argues with Rashi and says the Tos at hand has to do with the Nusach HaChasima. The Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Kriyashma, the other Rambam, and the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Kriyashma Aleph Ches, quotes Rabbeinu Yonah and says, I don't know what he's talking about. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos, the Rambam we just read, in Hilchos Brachos Ches Yudalf, it's clear that for the Rambam, that he's learning like Rashi, that the sugya is all about Kavana during Shem Umachos. So again, so according to the Kesef Mishnah, right, against Rabbeinu Yonah's interpretation, Kesef Mishnah between the Rambam is that the Rambam belongs in the list with Rashi and Tosus, that the clear toes at hand is a toes in Machshava, not a toes in the Nusach HaBrach. Verse Zach.
So the Rambam in this approach only works if he has the correct Gemara also at the end, but just made a mistake.
Lavdavka.
But the Gemara says that we go after the Chosi.
So we get to that. And not only the Gemara says that, guess who else says that? The Rambam. So, the Rambam paskins that in Hilchos Kriyashma, which we'll get to. We're going to have to resolve that. We'll get there. So yeah, it's the Rambam, after in Hilchos Brachos saying, yeah, the Koveya is Kavana during Shema Malchus and the Chasima doesn't matter. In Hilchos Kriyashma, right, Aleph Ches, just quotes the Brisa that the Koveya is Hakol, right, Shakol Brachos Hochos Acher Chasimasa. We're going to have to work on that. And the Kesef Mishnah works on that. Don't you worry. But in the day, it's clear from Brachos Ches Yud Aleph that the Koveya is Kavana during Shem Umachos. We'll get back to that Brisa and the Rambam's Pesach in Hilchos Kriyat Shema tomorrow.
Brachos, yeah. He means it's a suffix or it's a, or you're actually Yotim?
Hilchos in Hilchos Brachos?
Yeah.
So again, we'll get back to this. Sometimes it says Yatza.
Ruf says so, that too.
Sometimes it says Ein Machzirin also, because there could be a chiluk there. But at the end, he says Yatza v'Ein Machzirin also. So we'll get back to that Diuk. I just want.
The closest quotes Rif as saying Yatza, even though Rif obviously says that.
I mean, Vidyavit. Yeah. I just want to introduce the topic, big picture. We'll get to these details soon. Yeah.
If the Rambam is reading our Gemara that way, then how does he determine that that's what you should do? Meaning, our Gemara has a.
Not that you should do that. You shouldn't.
Meaning, our Gemara has a dilemma. If he's reading the Gemara that way, yeah. So then the Gemara's whole question is whether or not the kavana beforehand is the kavana during Shema Malchus is koveya, or whether it's the actual words that he says. Correct. At the end. So then how does the Rambam then determine so clearly that it's the former?
I mean, how does he push it to the Gemara Safek?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get good. We'll get there. Right? So he obviously tells, yeah, we'll get there. Right? He assumes, even though the Gemara leaves it as anybody below Ipshita, the Rambam, besides for all the other assumptions he makes, he assumes like one side in the Gemara.
Right, Everybody else seems to assume it's the Safek, so we have to deal with it as the Safek.
Correct.
He's clearly being Mechriya because he's applying it.
Even unless that self is out. Yeah, well, we'll get there. Good. Within approach number one, again, that the toes at hand is a din in machshava, right? Versus approach number two, which we'll get to later, right? With that the toes is the nusach hachasim. So again, within approach number one, that the toes is the toes in machshava during shema malchus. There's a further question of what exactly is the chisaron of having wrong kavanah? What exactly is the nature of that chisaron of having a mistaken kavana during shema malchus? And we're going to see two different malachim. We'll call it 1A and 1B. 1A is, and you see this from the question of Tosos, that this is a general chisaron of what? Mitzros, mitzvos, tzrichos, kavana. So approach 1A is that this is having the wrong kavana during shema malchus is a general chisaron of mitzvos, tzrichos, kavana. We'll prove that right now. Approach number 1B, just, the contrast, is going to be, no, this is not a din klali of mitzvah tzrichos kavana, it's a din prati about kavana during shem umachos. We'll get back to that. Don't worry about that. Right now, 1A is a din klali of mitzvah tzrichos kavana. 1B is going to be a din prati. We'll get back to, seems to be Shitas Rashi, like that. But before we get back, let's just now develop, right, approach 1A, that the chisaron here is a din klali of mitzvah tzrichos kavanah, which Rishonim seem to adopt this Tosos from the very question and the answer. So David, let's see the Tosos, the question that Tosos asks. The hiksha harav Rabbeinu Yaakov mikinom. So what Tosos is kasha? Why is the Gemara leave it as any bai v'lo ifshita? Right, according to Tosos, the clear study has something are mitzvah srichos kavana or mitzvah eno srichos kavana, right? And therefore, since we know from elsewhere, according to Tosos, that mitzvahs eno srichos kavana, that should be poshe this shiloh. So the clear assumption of this question, and again, any region who answers this question and says, yeah, this sugi is a sugi of mitzvah srichos kavana, right? And, right, doesn't just reject the question out of hand, is obviously assuming, like, approach 1A, that the issue here is a general issue of mitzvah tzrichos kavana, and therefore any chilukim you make within the sugya of mitzvah tzrichos kavana is obviously assuming approach 1A, that is a din klali, is a general din of mitzvah tzrichos kavana. Yeah.
What's the mitzvah he should
do? Good question. No, bracha. The way they understand it, right, that the maisa mitzvah, the parallel, right? Right, in general, the mitzvah is going to be a maisa mitzvah, and then a kavanah mitzvah. Right, that the maisa mitzvah is the saying of the bracha, and then the kavanah is having the right bracha in mind. Even though, right, you're right, it's like very different, right? Generally, yeah.
So, yeah. Also, what is the mitzvah saying a bracha?
The mitzvah to rabbanan. Mitzvah to rabbanan is saying a bracha before you eat. So they're saying, oh, even though Tosas is asking, right, in this case, right, according to Shita Tosas, you said the right bracha. So, the parallel, right, you did your Maisa Mitzvah, but what are you missing? You're missing in the Kavanah. So to think that's Ma'akiv, that's Mitzvah Tzrichos Kavanah. Because you did the Maisa Mitzvah, the parallel, but you're lacking Kavanah. So you're saying, but we pass in the Mitzvah Seinu Tzrichos Kavanah. Mitzvah Seinu Tzrichos Kavanah means, as long as you did the Maisa Mitzvah, here, as long as you said the right bracha, who cares what your kavana is? I just want to see different ways that the Mefarshim answer it. So today, we're going to see the first answer to this question. The first answer to this question, and that Tosfos is going to say, is there's a chilek, what's an exception to, even if we paskin mitzvos eino tzrichos kavana, right, what's an exception? If you have kavana, right, exactly, kavana hafuchas, as it's called, right? This is going to be the first answer to this question. Let's see how Tosfos gives his answer. The re, right? David? Right, when do we say mitzvahs ein lachichas kavana? That's when you just were passing, right? You didn't have kavana at all. You had no kavana, you were passing by the shul and you heard the shofar. In that case, we say, where you have no kavana at all, mitzvahs ein lachichas kavana. But here, where you specifically have the wrong thing in mind, it doesn't work. Again, it doesn't exactly explain what it is, but it's clear from other Rishonim who quote this answer that it's parallel to a person who is doing a mitzvah and specifically has kavana, shelo latzeis. Let's see, this is, right? So again, in terms of the answer to this question of how do you align this Gemara with the general psak of mitzvah, seinat shichas kavana, right, the first answer to that question is kavana hafuchas is shining. So the first person to say that is the Ri. The second person to say is the Rabbeinu Shmuel. Who's Rabbeinu Shmuel? The Rashbam quoted in Rabbeinu Yonah. Right, anyone please turn to Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah, Daf, Vav, Bedape, Arif. Beginning is Rabbeinu Shmuel's out. Kiki, do you have it? And Oz Bahadur, it's an Amatas Vav. Towards the bottom is Rabbeinu Shmuel Zal Sover. Right, and you just do it without kavana. When you have in mind specifically, I'm doing this, but I don't want to be yotze. Oh, you're not going to be yotze. Even according to the Manda Amar, mitzvos eino tzrichos kavana. If you have in mind shelo latzeis, that's ma'akev. V'hacha. Right, he's trying to stick it in. Right, the version of kavana lo latzeis is in this case where you have kavana not to be yotzi with a shahakel with the sheikhar. You rather have negative kavana because you have in mind the yayin. That's the parallel. So again, the Rashbam, right? Clearly, like the Ri, says the idea here is kavana fuchas. So that's why, even if you pass mitzvahs in a tzrichas kavana, generally, here, right, there's a tzad that the kavana fuchas is going to be ma'akiv. And Rabbeinu Shmuel in the next paragraph says, yeah, that's why, lahalacha, when a whole family hears Havdalah and Shul, they can still repeat Havdalah at home because they all have kavana not to be yotzei. And the last Rishon who seems to say this is the Rush. If you look closely at the Rush, back in Simon Yud Dalid, right, the first kasha the Ravid asks seems to be this kasha of mitzvahs ein tzrichos kavana. It says, "Hiksha Ravid al girsa zu on Rashi al pirush desh shelo matzina b'shum makom shetei abracha nifsedes b'shvil chisaron kavana." Where else do we find that kavana is going to be ma'akiv? I feel a beloshim kavanas abracha olalo. Even if you don't have kavana at all, you're going to be yotzi. Kol shekein shem miskavil shem bracha ba'olam. Ask the rabbi. Here, at least you know you're saying a bracha. So who cares that you got it wrong? And so again, so the rabbi is clearly asking the question. Mitzvah shem mitzvah kavana. Who cares? Answers the Rosh. No. Venira delav kushi the tzvei adif below kavana. Better to not have any kavana at all. Mimasha ukra kavana lebracha acharas. Than to have negative kavana to have another kavana in mind. Right, so again, so within version 1a, that is Yevaz Kasha of Mitzvah Seinu Tzrichas Kavana, right? So the first answer to that Shaila is going to be Kavana Hafuchas. Tomorrow we'll develop the Yisod of Kavana Hafuchas and look at the other answers to this question and continue on in this again.